Hello, Sally. I am so excited that I just had a call and tell you. I got a letter from a company and they're interested in my newest invention. No, I did not blow up the kitchen again. Jesus, I make one little tiny mistake and... No, this is the other invention. Remember, I told you about it. We were discussing our sons and the mess they make on their sheets with their night emissions and how tired we were of washing the sheets all the time. And so I invented this little thing to put on their little thingies. Jesus, do I have to spell out everything to you? I invented a cock container for teenage guys to put on their cocks at night so that when they come in their sleep, the mess goes inside this little container. Yeah. Well, I got the idea from watching the Victoria's Secrets channel on TV. You know, where they show all that sexy underwear. And I got to thinking about how my panties are always missing or full of spunk when I go to do the wash. So I figured my son was stealing my panties to jack off on. So then I thought, I got some old nylon panties that I was going to toss out, but instead I could cut them up and make little pouches out of them. The idea being that my son would wear one at night, and then when he comes in asleep, the nylon panty pouch would contain all the mess. Neat, huh? Well, I was thinking about calling it a penis panty. No? Too girly, huh? Well, I'll think of something better later. What do you mean, how did I know what size to make? No, I did not measure his cock. What was I supposed to do anyway? Go up to my son and ask, son, can I see your cock, please? I want to measure it. And make sure it's hard, too. And don't ask any questions, either. He would think his mother was a pervert. Jeez, Sally. No, so I went to the grocery store and I bought a package of hot dogs. And I used them for measurements. No, I just got the regular size. Do you think I should have gotten the jumbos? Well, the regular dogs look more like the size of my husband Dick's cock, but... What do you mean his cock is on the small side? How would you know? Never mind. I got it all figured out. When my son gets home from school today, I will get him to try it on and we'll see how it fits. And I'll explain everything to him about how to use it and everything. No, I haven't applied for a patent yet. Do you think I should? I was afraid somebody might steal my idea and I didn't want to tell anybody about it. Well, if this invention takes off like I think it will, I mean, think of all the mothers out there in the world that would really like something like this. I plan to market it as being green because it uses recycled material, and that'll get all the environmentalists on my side. And then I'll say that it's gluten-free, too, and that'll bring all the health nuts on board. And PETA. I'll get PETA on board, too, because no animals were used in the process. Clever, huh? Oh, I don't know. These things just come to me, you know? Yeah, I think I got all my bases covered. Now, if I can just get my son to cooperate. Oh. Whoops, I think I hear him coming now. Gotta go. Bye. I wonder, how does she know that my husband has a small dick? Is she? Oh, no time to ponder that now. Hey, Michael, is that you? I need you to come in the dining room for a minute. I want to show you something. Just put your books down on the table, son, and take a seat. I made something for you to wear, and I want to show it to you. Ta-da! Here, what do you think? Cute, huh? What do you mean, what is it? What does it look like? Jesus, do I have to explain everything to everybody these days? It's a container to put your wiener in at night so you don't make a mess on the sheets with all your manly juice. I'm your mother. Of course I know about that stuff. How did you think you got here anyway? Your generation didn't invent sex, you know. Jeez. And leave your grandparents out of this, smart ass. Now stand up and take off your pants. I want to see if it fits. Don't be shy. Nobody can see in. I got the blinds closed. And your father won't be home for a couple of hours. And I really want you to try this out before he gets home. Oh, don't be such a prude. I've seen it all before. Now, come on, drop trowel. I won't look. Jesus, I didn't know your dick was so big. I know, I did say I wouldn't look, but I couldn't help myself. It's much bigger than your father's. Maybe Sally was right, and I should have gotten the jumbo hot dogs. Can you get it on, or is it too small? I can see you struggling with it. I might need to make another prototype at a bigger size. What's it called? The temporary name for it, I thought I'd call it a penis panty, because it has a nice ring to it, and it's like a catchy name, huh? Only, don't look at me like that. What can I say? I was only trying to help you out. I hear you at night, you know, moaning and groaning and making those man sounds and the bed bouncing and the headboard hitting against the wall and the rhythmic sound you make when you stroke your cock and that funny little catch in your breath when you finally come. Or rather, when your balls explode and you make a big mess over my nice clean sheets. Oh, baby, I'm not complaining. It's only natural. I just never realized how big my little man has become. How big your balls were. How big your cock was. I know you thought you were the only one awake and nobody could hear you. But, well, I haven't been sleeping all that well lately. And sometimes I just lie there in bed next to your father, who's snoring away, totally oblivious to me and my needs after I satisfy him. I just lie there, and I kind of wish I was lying next to a different man. You know, a younger man. A man with a big cock who knew how to use it. Who knew how to satisfy a woman. Oh, hell, I shouldn't be talking about this to you, to my son, about this. It's so personal. But I have nobody else to talk to. And you've always been such a great listener. It's just that I've been so horny lately. And, well, your father doesn't satisfy me anymore. And not that he ever did. Not really. And, oh, that's sweet of you to say. You've always been such a good son. Honey, I think you should pull your pants back up now. All this talk seems to have gotten you aroused. And I could see now that I'll have to go back to the drawing board for my invention. Yeah, I guess it was a silly idea after all. And pink probably wasn't the right color choice either. It's just that I wanted to do something for you to help you out. And I know how you've been stealing my panties and using them to jack off. Oh, don't be embarrassed. Your cock isn't embarrassed, is it? I think your cock likes my panties. Likes the touch and feel of the smooth, silky nylon against its skin. Oh, baby. Is that a drop of pre-cum on the tip of your cock? Would you like mommy to lick it up for you? We don't have any tissues handy, you know. And you know how much I hate messes. Oh, baby, you just keep making more and more pre-cum. I'm going to have to do something else. Oh, baby, your cock tastes so good. I love it. I love tasting your cock. I love licking it. Your cock tastes so delicious. And your head is so big, much bigger than your father's. And it's so suckable. I love it. Oh God, I love your cock so much, son. Yes, I guess I have always secretly wanted to do this to you. Ever since I caught a glimpse of you naked in the shower a few months ago. Standing tall and proud and erect with a big erection, water pouring all over you, leaving wet droplets on your body that I wanted to lick off. I knew then and there that I wanted you. Please, son, let mommy suck your cock. Please, baby. I love licking your shaft. And your pre-cum tastes so delicious, baby. Yeah. Do you like watching me? Do you like watching your very own mother take her son's cock in her mouth and suck on it? Oh, baby. I can feel your cock getting even bigger in my mouth. Getting all swollen and longer and thicker. Put your hands on mommy's head. I love feeling your hands there. But wait. I want to push my top down. I want my tits naked and free while I suck you so that they're available for you to touch, to feel, to fondle as I suck on your fuck stick. Oh, God, Jesus, it's dripping off my chin. There's so much pre-cum, I can't lick it all up. Yeah, just like that, baby. Mommy likes what you're doing. Yeah. Pinch them, sweetheart. Pinch mommy's nipple. Yeah, pinch mommy's nipple. Your hands feel so good on mommy's naked tits. Your fingers gently pulling on them like you're milking a cow's teat. I'm so glad we sent you to visit Grandma and Grandpa down on the farm and that they taught you how to milk a cow. Because you're sure doing it right to mommy's titties. I just love feeling like that, feeling your strong, masculine fingers gently kneading and pulling mommy's nipples, stretching them out, pinching them like you're trying to get my milk to flow. Would you like that, baby? Would you like to suck on mommy's big fat titties and suck the milk out like when you were a baby? Taste mommy's nipples, son. Yeah, suck it. Suckle mommy while I suck on your cock. And I'll stroke your cock like I was milking you. Milking all your cream. Trying to get your cream to come out. And you have
So much cream from Mavi. Oh, I can't even get it all. Don't you?
Oh, stick your face there between Mommy's big fat titties and let Mommy smother your face with her big plump mammaries. I loved nursing you when you were a baby, son. I used to feed you several times a day. Did you know that? Because I really liked feeling my little baby boy lips on my titties, sucking my milk out. I loved feeding my baby boy. Mm-hmm. But now that my baby boy is growing into a man, it's Mommy's turn to nurse on her son's cock. Mommy wants you to feed her. Feed me your man cream, son. Let Mommy suck it out of you.
So good, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, your cock is so nice and big and thick and swollen for Mommy. Mm-hmm.
I think your cock likes to be in Mommy's mouth.
Oh, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you're so deep in Mommy's mouth. Oh, I love it.
Oh. Oh, I love how Mommy has made your boy cock so big. Please, son, give Mommy your cream. Huh? Stick your cock deep inside Mommy's mouth. As deep as you can, son.
Thrust it deep. Push it deep down Mommy's throat. Yeah, baby.
Give me more of your man meat. Fuck your cock deep inside Mommy's fuckhole of a mouth.
Thrust it deep, baby. Give it out to me. Let me feel your balls hitting my chin. And your rest of your cock deep inside Mommy's mouth and throat. Yeah. That's the way, baby. Do it. Come for Mommy. Feed Mommy your love juice. Do it, baby. I can feel you getting cold, son.
I'll just look around the tip. Watch Mommy's tongue. Watch Mommy's big tits sway and jiggle as Mommy sucks her son's cock. Watch Mommy run her tongue all around your tip. You want to give Mommy your manly cream, don't you, baby? Don't be afraid. You can spill your seed all over Mommy's face if you want. Nice and messy. Or you can come deep down Mommy's throat and make Mommy swallow it. Yeah, that's the way.
Faster, harder, fuck Mommy's swallow and swallowed harder and faster and...
See it, son? Oh, look at all the jizz you shot into Mommy's mouth. Oh, now watch me swallow it. Oh, now rub your cockle over Mommy's pretty face. And rub it on Mommy's lips. I want you to paint Mommy's lips with some more of your cock cream, your boy cum. Yeah, that's the way. Cover me with it, son. Oh,
there's so much cum. I love it.
Now let Mommy suck your cock clean. We have to be neat, you know. Did you like that, son? Did you like coming all over Mommy's face and mouth and throat? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it too, son. We'll just forget about my new little invention for now. And you can use Mommy's mouth whenever you want to, son. Mommy will drain your balls for you anytime you want. Just don't tell Daddy, okay? Yeah. Mommy loves you too, sweetheart.